Well, I'm wondering today, when is Christmas done? We fight a good fight every December. The carols have been blasting in the shopping malls since, well, October these days. Snowmen and Santas, the halls are decked early on. And we have this thing called Advent, where we say, not yet. And we do a good job, but it's an uphill fight. Because it seems like Christmas comes earlier and earlier all the time. So it finally does come on the 24th or 25th. We're kind of done with it. So one of the ways you could say when Christmas is finished is when everything's unwrapped on Christmas morning. We went with the small numbers of things in the box this year. Sometimes we're ecological and you put a bunch of presents in the box and wrap it up, and we let that go. So we had a stack of paper, garbage, left over. So you could say that's one answer. Christmas is done on the 25th. That's the short answer. I actually have a short, medium, and long answer to the question. So that's the short thing. It's done. Maybe it's done on the 24th at midnight. I don't know. But it leaves me dissatisfied. We've been trying to wait. We've been trying to hold on to the idea of hope and Advent and waiting. And so we deserve a little more Christmas than just the one night or the one day and the one night. It is 12 days, the 12 days of Christmas, you know the song. And in some traditions, Christmas itself, if you're an Eastern Orthodox person, Christmas doesn't appear until Monday, I think. Wednesday this year, coming up. So, and if you're certain parts of the world, the gifts, the Christmas gifts don't come until the Magi show up on the 6th. I was joking with some kids whose family's from Mexico. I said, you have to wait until Epiphany? And they said, no, we get our grandparents give us some gifts on Epiphany, but they're American too, so most of the gift-giving happens on the 25th. So at least, I mean, the medium answer is something like, at least until Epiphany. But maybe it's longer than that. Let's spend a little time with the medium and talk a little bit about these wise men, magi, astrologers. They're called different things in different English translations of the Bible, but they're wise people that come from the East. They see this star and arrive. They go first to downtown. They go to the presidential palace. They go to the Pentagon. They go to where the power is concentrated. And they shrug their shoulders. Where is the one who was born king of the Jews? And they say, we'll have to look it up. We'll get back to you. And they do. And they go off. Not to downtown. Not to the presidential palace. Not to the Pentagon. But to a barn out in the sticks. And they don't even go back downtown afterwards. They go back to their own country in a different way. There's a lot of stories about the wise men, that there are three. It doesn't specify that there are three, that they are named Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. It says very little, but we know they're from someplace else. They are foreigners. And we know that they, as a consequence of that, like we had a different religion, like we had a different language, like we had a different cultural, ethnic background. And the story of Christmas is not complete. The process of Christmas is not complete until this broader, global, wider participation takes place. You know, we have what we celebrate, the birth of Christ. But it's not just for us. It's not just for Christians. It's for the world. And the wise men are an example of the world coming to be part of that process. A challenge we face, all religions face, is how exactly we're going to live our faith. Is it in a parochial way? Is it a way that's just for us? Or is it a way that acknowledges and includes and celebrates the diversity of the world? E.J. Dionne writes, for the New York Times or the Washington Post, one of those big newspapers. I don't know, because I got this off the internet, not the newspaper. He wrote an article about this kind of religion in the new year. Part of it says, trying to imagine what will matter in a new year is daunting, but it takes no clairvoyance to see that in 2015, one of the struggles around the globe will be between those who acknowledge that religion is as much about questions as answers, and those who have such a profound certainty about their answers that they will kill in the name of the divine. There really are two ways to think about our faith, or any faith. If it's just about answers and certainty and our own particular parochial truth, or a way that acknowledges that there are other questions, other answers for other people. The Pope Francis has gotten good press, and I'm kind of positive about that. One of the things he's remembered for saying about judging others, he said, "Who am I to judge?" Now, according to one version of religion, he's the judger in chief. The purpose of religion is to criticize and condemn and say who's right, who's wrong, who's in, who's out, who's a sheep, who's a goat. That we have the truth, you don't. And there are all kinds of advocates for that particular kind of religion. But that's not the way we roll around here. And I don't think that's the way the world needs any of us to roll. We have our own particular faith. We have our own particular religious background, our own truth even. I'm not promoting closet Unitarianism, always a danger in the United Church of Christ. UCC stands for Unitarians Considering Christ, you know that. So I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that we all, in our faith and others' faith, be held with a little more gentleness, less condemnation, and more inclusion. And the story of the foreigners that are the wise men, of the strangers that are the wise men, are the people with a different background who are the wise men, gives us the opportunity to celebrate this birth and to live out this incarnation and to be the people of Christ in a way that is respectful and inclusive, not judgmental and condemning. And then the long answer to when Christmas is done is from that great Saint Howard Thurman. My dad knew Howard Thurman a little bit. And I'm imagining, I think this took place, but it's been a while. I think he came to our house. But all I remember about him is he had a very deep voice. Really tall, black man with a really deep voice. So I'll try and say this in a slightly more stentorian tone. It's from one of a poem of his. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart. So can we have that long view of Christmas? Can we have the awareness and the acknowledgement that it's not just a holiday that's come and gone, but it's an opportunity for justice and hope, for peace and inclusion, for reaching out and bringing in, sharing and caring in a way that is for everyone all over the world. I don't know about you. I mean, we have the medium view, the short view, but I'd like to take the long view, that Christmas keeps going on, not just this season, but always in our hearts and in our world. May it be so. Amen.